If you think about what a human being is, we are our loves. My sense of it is abstracting from material bodily shape and that sort of stuff, what we essentially are the truths that we've worked into our life, or conversely, falsity and evil. But the thing is that angels, if you think about it, are really an organized or an organic form of a combination of goods and truths that are uniquely placed, each one within the context of the uses within the grand man. So so the idea here, the facets of the eye, just sort of going back to that idea, every facet is a unique perspective on something. And so just as angels, as they gather together, like if you read about the contests of wisdom and that sort of thing and the memorable relations, you see there how each different perspective is brought together to create a larger appreciation of things. As those things hold together, they remain unique perspectives, but they are united and held together. Extending on the comment about the facets of the eye, it's the Lord, through our experience of the word, that binds our experiences together. And what it binds together, of course, is each person's understanding of what they've been working with from the word. So the Lord, as the word, is the conjoining agent. It's the word that binds everything together.